Hello, America. My name is Dave Hodges. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show, where the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Please amplify our efforts by sharing far and wide. We have a big nation to wake up, and I just read some comments on an article I'll talk about here in a minute. The ignorance in this country is off the charts. And I'm not degrading anybody. It's just stunning how stupid people have become. And I'll elaborate on that last part of the post that we're going to have here today. This is an emergency broadcast of the Common Sense Show, and we'll get to that in just a second. You've got something in your medicine cabinet, in all likelihood, or your pantry, or even your kitchen, that could help you. What do you think I'm talking about? Well, I'll give you a spoiler alert. It's olive oil. And you're probably used to cooking with it, but there are countless ways to use olive oil to make yourself look younger and also to feel younger. Olive oil is a natural way to help you achieve a more youthful presence. Dr. Stephen Gundry, a famous heart surgeon, nutritionist, and health advocate, he's on your side, just like RFK Jr. Okay, he wants to call attention to something going on with olive oil that you need to know about. Okay, he first of all, says you need to get as much high quality olive oil into your diet as possible. But not all olive oil is created equal. Some are created by the big corporations, and they are cutting corners and lessening the quality of what it is you're taking. So how can you tell between olive oil that can be a health booster and one that isn't up to par? Well, Dr. Gundry said, I got to shine light on this. So he made videos. And you can watch this video right now by going to getoliveone.com/Dave. Getolive, the number one, .com/Dave. Or you can simply click the link in the description box if you're coming to us on social media. Thank goodness for Dr. Gundry. Again, that's getoliveone.com/Dave. Emergency broadcast of the Common Sense Show. And it's just so disturbing what's going on. All right, let's get right to it. The number one story. This just was announced. I found out about it from Doug Thornton, my broadcast partner on the Doug and Dave Intel Report. Doug's former combat Marine in Fallujah, defense contractor, and also he was a supervisor in DHS. I helped run the show up in Portland against overwhelming odds and a lack of support from the Department of Justice and the FBI. He's been there. He's done it. He's been on the border. He's done high-profile protection teams for figures like, like a Donald Trump, and he's got experience. And he calls me, and I had just finished. I do a little swimming about 3 times a week, an exercise deal, and got out of the shower after my swim. And he calls me, drying off, and he says, "I got some big news." And I was already planning to come on here and talk about the second item on here and the third item, but I didn't know this. Ukraine just dropped a bomb on a Russian nuclear facility. Tell me why Vladimir Putin should not launch tactical nukes. This is insane. But it's Zelensky, who's a pervert, a well-known pervert. He's a dictator. He's a brutal, murderous dictator. And he's quite insane. And I mean, he's pathologically insane. This is unbelievable. Now, if this was the only item in isolation, we would have a crisis. Now we have a mushrooming crisis, pun intended. Iran just announced this afternoon that they will have a nuclear weapon that's deliverable in 48 hours. Now, I should mention this to you. Doug and I now openly talk about it. There was a time I couldn't talk about this. I've talked to someone who's on an operational team or was in something called Operation Nitro Zeus. And it's an exercise where military comes in and basically does scorched earth around a nuclear facility where a suspected nuclear weapon could be, or research to build one. And then they drop in the special ops and they do their thing and blow it up. Casualty rate is quite high, anticipated 60 to 90% casualties for forces engaged in Nitro Zeus. There's more operationally on this, but I just want you to know it's probably coming. And we may never know, but we're not going to let Iran bring a nuclear weapon into bear. And if Russia moves to protect them, well, they got two excuses to go to war. Okay, so those are items one and two. Item three is not deadly, except for the death of democracy, our republic form of democracy, and that's Tina Peters. Tina Peters, business owner, entrepreneur, she got tired of going to DMV in Grand Junction, Colorado, and waiting in line for 3 hours. And she said, I can do better. So she ran for the office of county clerk and she was elected. And this was the agenda that she brought in. People said, oh, she's a pro-Trumper. She did not come into office to do anything on behalf of Donald Trump. She did not come in with a Trump agenda into office. That wasn't her intent. But she became concerned about the function that the machines were putting out data that didn't match other things. And she was saying, there's a problem here. We need to get inside this machine and take a look at it and see if there's anything wrong. So she called in an expert. Now, the crooked Secretary of State of Colorado, Jenna Griswold, who's as crooked as the day is long, she said, don't you dare do that. I'm giving you an order. Well, she didn't have the authority to give that order. Yet Tina is convicted now of not obeying that order. They're separate entities. Griswold had no authority over her. And you would think that a Secretary of State would want to know if voting machines were working accurately in a particular county. But no, because she's involved in voter fraud, she doesn't want anyone to look under the hood. And that's what Tina did. So she brought in an expert. And she had a card that people would use to access. And it's a lie that they're saying only this one person had the right to access that card. No, this card was used by whoever needed to get into the machine. And so Tina had the guy open the machine up under her supervision, which was her right as the county clerk and recorder. She's the chief election officer in her county. And he looked at it, and there were problems. And this is why they're so pissed off, because there were problems. Well, this started a fiasco of you've disobeyed the Secretary of State. You have tried to influence state officials. I didn't know that was a crime. It's not a crime. But yet she's convicted on non-statutory offenses. And then they made up a whole bunch of other crap. The judge is a kangaroo court judge. I hope he burns in hell. God forgive me for saying that, but I do. I hope you burn in hell, Judge. He would not let Tina present any evidence on her behalf about why there was the need to look into this machine. He's complicit in voter fraud cover-up in Colorado, as is Jenna Griswold, as is the governor of Colorado, who did not win his election. Don't believe me, I know. I know. I may have to put Colorado in my sights, but nonetheless, Tina Peters, almost 70 years old, just trying to do the right thing. Didn't try to alter an election, didn't change one vote. She's going to prison for 9 years at the age of 70. Judge, I hope you rot in hell and God will have his vengeance on you. And to Jenna Griswold, yeah, get out the pitchforks, people. The devil's in town. This is unbelievable, but it's not surprising. In Colorado, if you protest, they try to steal your kid from you. Stacy Lynn. Think I forgot about that up there in Fort Collins? Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, this has been an emergency broadcast of the Common Sense Show. Tina's sentence just came down. She will die in prison in all likelihood. This is a death sentence. This is just beyond the pale. And when we add the fact the dock strike, shortages are already showing up in some communities. And by the way, someone who I've known off and on for a while from northern Florida said people were in there buying supplies in anticipation of all the problems, and credit cards went down in the Walmart. credit card system. It just never stops. Then we got the specter of war in the Middle East, and we're leaving people totally unattended, with no assistance from the federal government, who've been the victims of a terrible situation with the weather. Is that weather manipulated? I would say the evidence is strong. Yes, Dane Wigington's come out on this and he's got good data. But even if it isn't, where are you, Kamala? You send $465 million off to Taiwan and you say you don't have the money to help these people? J.J. Carrell was right when he was on my show. This administration is the enemy of every American. And even those of you who are dumb enough to vote for this administration, you'll discover soon when you're eating out of a garbage can, if you live that long, that this administration is your enemy. Every American has a bullseye on their back. And I'd suggest you go back into some recent posts I made, such as the 10 Steps to World War III. I'd suggest you do that because this is not hyperbole. I mean, when J.J. Carrell, lofty government position with the border, Paul Preston, Doug Thornton, ex-DHS, when all these people are saying the same thing, maybe we should listen.